Many blessings to you all and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is Ezekiel 3, 1 to 12 and chapter 4, verse 10 to 12. Ezekiel chapter 3, verse 1 to 12 and chapter 4, verse 10 to 12. And my theme for reflection is eating the word when it is not sweet to swallow. Eating the word when it is not sweet to swallow. I will not read the text because it is quite long. If faith were a menu, most of us would instinctively reach for the comforting dishes and quietly push aside the ones that look hard to digest. Yet Ezekiel opens today's text not with a choice, but with a command. Eat what I give you. It is a strangely earthy beginning to a prophetic calling, and that is precisely the point. The problem Ezekiel faces is not ignorance, but resistance. He is sent not to strangers with unfamiliar languages, but to his own people, a rebellious house, who already know God's story and have chosen to ignore it. The deeper crisis is that God's word has become external to them, heard perhaps but not internalized, spoken about but not lived. So God's response is radical. Before Ezekiel speaks a single word, he must eat the scroll. God's truth must move from parchment to palate, from command to character. At first, the scroll tastes sweet. God's word often does, full of promise, meaning, and purpose. Yet the sweetness does not remove the difficulty of the task. Ezekiel is strengthened, not by success or applause, but by divine resolve. His forehead made as hard as flint to stand against stubborn hearts. Faithfulness here is not measured by visible results, but by obedience to the call to speak and to live what one has consumed. The second enacted word deepens the tension. Ezekiel must ration food and water, eating by weight and measure, embodying scarcity and siege. Worse still, the defiled cooking symbolizes life lived under judgment, far from the purity of home and temple. God is not romanticizing suffering. God is making visible what unchecked rebellion produces. The prophet's own body becomes the message. Truth is no longer only proclaimed, it is performed. This embodied obedience stands in sharp contrast to the pursuit of comfort that so often governs human life. Epicurus, frequently understood, argued not for excess but for disciplined desire, insisting that true pleasure lies in simplicity and freedom from destructive craving. In his letter to Menosius, he wrote, "When we say that pleasure is the end, we do not mean the pleasures of the prodigal, but freedom from pain in the body and trouble in the soul." Ezekiel's rationed diet exposes a deeper truth. When a community refuses the nourishment of God's word, it ends up consuming what cannot sustain life. Discipline, though uncomfortable, preserves freedom. Indulgence, though attractive, enslaves. Jeremiah echoes Ezekiel when he says, "Your words were found, and I ate them. And your words became to me a joy and the delight of my heart." Jeremiah 15:16. Yet Jeremiah, like Ezekiel, also knew rejection, loneliness, and sorrow. The joy of God's word does not cancel the cost of obedience. It gives strength to endure it. For Christian people today, this text asks uncomfortable but necessary questions. Have we tasted God's word without allowing it to change our habits, our ethics, our solidarities? Do we prefer a faith that reassures rather than one that reshapes? Ezekiel reminds us that God does not merely want messengers who speak correctly, but witnesses who live truthfully, even when the message costs them comfort. Dietrich Bonhoeffer once warned, "Christianity without discipleship is always Christianity without Christ." Ezekiel's calling embodies that insight centuries earlier. To eat the scroll is to accept that God's word will reorder our priorities and appetites, interrupt our convenience, and sometimes place us in tension with our own communities. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, where have I allowed God's word to remain external, admired but not embodied in my daily life? Number two, what disciplines might God be inviting me to embrace so that my faith becomes more truthful and less performative? And now our practical exercise for the day. Choose one short passage of scripture, read it slowly, then sit in silence for 5 minutes asking how it might shape a concrete action, an apology, an act of generosity, a word of truth before the day ends. Faithful and demanding God, you give us a word that comforts and confronts, that nourishes and unsettles. Teach us not only to hear your truth, but to ingest it, to let it shape our desires and direct our lives. Give us courage when obedience is costly, patience when results are unseen, and humility to live what we proclaim. May your word become our sustenance today and always. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.